What do you think a no-limit person would do if they arrived at a party and they found out that everybody had dressed formally and they had dressed casually? He wouldn't even notice. He's not focused, or she's not focused, on external appearances. Not focused on what other people are wearing, or how they look, or how I look. They simply understand that dressing is just something that you do, and you do it based upon what you feel like wearing. Now, this is not to say that this person is going to show up at a formal affair with tennis shoes and a loincloth. In other words, that would be a person who is still trying to impress other people with their uniqueness and their differences. And the fact that you have to impress other people, it means that other people's impressions are what are controlling you. No-limit people have controls from within. Always controls from within. That's the important concept here, control from within. So that they dress based not upon what other people are going to say or think or feel or do or how other people are attired. They dress based upon what seems to make sense for them. And when they arrive someplace, they don't say, oh, my God, you've got jeans on and I don't, or you wore this and I, oh, I've got to go home and change so that I can be just like everybody else. They don't notice. Somebody else has to point that out to them. And that's very different than some of the stuff you'll hear some people in the profession talking about how important it is to be concerned about everything that you wear, and you got to wear the right handkerchief, and you have to wear this, and what you wear is really important. I've never concerned myself with that. It's never been an issue for me. And I've never found that it's been anything that's had much of an effect in my life. I mean, if I do show up someplace and everybody else is dressed different, nobody cares, and it doesn't make any, and I enjoy my meal just as much, or the whatever it may be, and that's just the end of it. It's the concept of not noticing that's really crucial in this whole area of living at the highest level. What we have to do to understand this business of self-love or self-acceptance is to get at this notion that purpose in life and what you're here for and what you're doing is something that finds you. It isn't something that you find. You get yourself unclogged. You get the junk out of you. You get the hatred, the anger, the fear, all of the kinds of thoughts that are put-downs of the self, self-contemptible kinds of thoughts, self-rejecting thoughts. All right, you get rid of those, and you get centered. Robert Frost said, we all sit around in a ring and suppose, while the secret sits in the center and knows. The secret that sits in the center and knows is what the centering process is about. It's what no-limit living is about. It can't be the force that operates in your life if it's clogged up with something else. All right? I think of it like a container. And if you have a container that's full of manure, there's no room in the container for love or for anything else that goes into it. And we all have manure in our lives, okay? But it's knowing what to do with the manure that's really important, all right? I mean, everybody has that in their life. But if you take the manure and put it into the ground and use it for fertilizer, you can grow beautiful flowers with it, all right? So it isn't whether you have manure in you, it's knowing what to do with it and where to put it so that you can create flowers or bread or whatever it is that you want to create. The centering process is really commensurate with self-love and self-acceptance. And the centering process is more than just a metaphysical term. It is a total acceptance of where I am and who I am and where everyone else is, and a non-judgmental, balanced approach, a physical balance and a mental balancing of everything, and an acceptance without judging. It's like seeing the world as it is, not as I would like it to be. And no negativity attached to it. That when you get to that, when you're able to think that way, then the all-consuming notion of, am I valuable, am I worthwhile, that's a real low-level place for people to be. When you're questioning your value, you're questioning your worth, your whole esteem as a human being, when you question that, when you even ask the question, am I valuable or am I important, you're operating at a real low level. When you're always focused on, I've got to prove my value, on the basis of getting you to like me. That's another low level, all right? Or I've got to prove my value or esteem as a human being based upon being successful, that is, achieving a whole lot of things. You see, everything in the universe comes in paradox because we are in paradox, because the planet is in paradox. I mean, think about it. The paradox that you are is that you are form and non-form at the same time. You are your body, and yet you're not your body at the very same time. You are your thoughts, which you can't get a hold of, and yet you're your body. And so you always have these two conflicting kind of things. Well, our planet is like that. I mean, our planet is like a magnet. If you think of a magnet, it's got a plus on one side and a negative on the other side. It is a whole that is a combination of opposites. All right? It's always a combination of opposites. Everything in life that has any significance comes in paradox. And it's like that magnet. I mean, how can one thing be two opposites and still be one thing? How can a human being be someone who wants love and wants to get it, chases love and never gets it? And the person who doesn't care about whether they get love and just is love has love come into their life all the time. The person who wants the most approval in life and goes after it and demands it based upon something that is lacking inside of them never gets approval. They don't get the approval. But the person who doesn't care about approval, I mean, think of the person who gets the most approval in your life. And that's somebody who doesn't even care about it. Why does someone who doesn't care about approval get approval, and someone who tries to get approval never gets approval? Because someone who wants to get approval is doing a disapproving thing. I mean, who wants to be around people who always want to be approved of? It's an irony. It's a paradox. And most people's reason for having self-doubt is that they start from a premise that I call lacking, that something is lacking. When you do the whole psychology of motivation, you find that most people are motivated based upon what Maslow called deficiency motivation. That is, they start from the premise that something is wrong, something is missing in me, and my motivation is going to be to repair the deficiency. I'm not strong enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not happy enough. I have something lacking, all right? No limit people aren't motivated by deficiency. They're motivated by growth, all right? Where I am is where I've chosen to be. There's nothing wrong with what I've chosen to be. I can still grow. If you look at a flower that is alive and you look at a flower that is dead, you say, what's the difference between the two? One is growing, one isn't. If you look at a human being that is alive and another one that is, one is growing and one isn't. Growth and life are the same thing. Growth motivation means I don't start from the premise that anything that I've ever been up until now is anything other than what I had chosen up until then and what I knew how to do. It's not lacking, it's not deficient, but I can go in this direction. But I'm always going from the premise that where I am at this moment is fine. That's what self-love is. Where I'm going at this moment is fine. Where I'm going at this moment is fine. And where I will get to and where I am now are equally okay, are all right. That's what self-love is. You are not going to get it all. You are it all. You are not going to arrive at happiness. Happiness is the way. You're not going to be a healthy, happy, successful person if you do all of these things that are missing in your life now. Because if you cannot appreciate everything that you have right now in your life, I mean really appreciate everything that you are and have right now, you don't need another thing. What do you need something else for? You'll just be in a new position to not appreciate something else. Your limitation is an inability to accept and love where you are right now. When you get that you have to be able to take every moment of your life and see it as complete and whole and total, then all you have to do is see that in the next step you'll be there too. And on the things that you think you really want are going to start arriving in your life. The irony, the paradox again, the less you chase them and the more you're just focused on being centered and the secret in the center that knows, the self-love that is there, what you have to do will be very clear, and what you need for yourself in your life will arrive in your life in amounts sufficient to take care of all your needs.